Should we hit it?
Let's do it.
We'll clap for the edit.
Yep.
Whatever it takes for you to come into that divine order, which is not only a mental and emotional thing, it's not only this spiritual thing that is intangible, it's actual physical order. Like the frequency that you emanate, the vibration of your being, is that in order?
I was doing a Bible study talking about natural order and how the creation is also a reflection of what's created within us and how there's an order to our being as humans. You know, like we want that alignment with our spirits, and so much of the worldly things are distorting what that natural being, that natural creation of you actually is. And I don't know, it's just a really powerful feeling of just like just understanding the creation and how you're a part of it. And there are pillars of that creation that exist within you that, you know, I think everyone understands what it feels like to be out of alignment with that.
Yeah.
But once you start to make progress towards freedom, and freedom in the sense of being who you are destined to be, who are you supposed to be, like that's like that feeling of you're being yourself, you're being like where your heart is, and who you're called to be. I think that's the most powerful experience someone can have. And you just made me think of like just this natural order that we have, and how I've felt in the past not being in alignment with that, and starting to work towards getting closer to that, and just the, you know, the sacredness of that, and just wanting to bring that to other people's attention. Like we are part of this world, and we're designed in a way that makes us have a certain way of operating that makes us feel better when we get into alignment with that.
1000%, dude.
Yeah.
Brett, you have something on that?
I was just, to what Harry's saying, I was, when you were speaking, I was thinking a lot about when we really got to connect at your event, your breathing flow event in Wimberley. And I was thinking during the introductions in particular, there were probably about 25 or so people that came out here, people that literally flew from all over the country. And while they were introducing themselves, so many people had these incredible stories of the transformations that they had made, working a job they were disenfranchised with, starting to get into your content and listen to your podcast, and feeling this inspiration and the trust of their intuition, and being willing to like quit their jobs and go all in on their purpose. I was just thinking about like, could you imagine if like 27-year-old Eb could see you now? Because I know that feeling of, because we were both, you know, college baseball players, like, will anyone even care about anything that I do outside of being a football player or a baseball player? Versus now, like not one person brought up your NFL career. They were just purely focused on the content that you had created the last 6 years.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a powerful thing. It's profound. And I think that's what we're all doing here. You know, we're all here. We're here to share and to inspire each other, man. And to lift each other up. If we're not doing that, the fuck are you doing? Get out of here. Get out of the way. Your comments, Harry, they reminded me of my fucking point about the What Good Shall I Do conference. And, you know, what occurred to me there, and it was, this has occurred to me before, however, it was articulated in a really poignant way through multiple speakers at the conference. And just like you were saying, we have this divine natural order as a being, as an individual. The electromagnetic field that your heart generates, you're this electrical, energetic being that's so much more than, essentially, so much more than what society has convinced us we are. And there are so many distractions from media, social media, and mainstream media, conventional media, to societal memes, just ideas about what's real and true and how to be, the idea of, which I think is being broken down just because it's too fucking expensive, but you know, go and get a degree, a college degree, you know, get the job, get the house, marry the partner, have the kids, have the dog, the white picket fence, that thing. That's the successful life. I think that's been deconstructed of its own accord. And people are still waking up from that dream. And that's a great dream also. Like if you find yourself in that place and you feel totally alive and fulfilled and able to be of service to the world, awesome, dude. Love that. Just using that as an example, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so many things in our current existence that throw us into out of order, that throw us out of alignment, so that we're functioning as literal meat robots, you know? You're convinced that when you get the money, you get the car, you get the stuff, you'll be happy. You're doing the 9-to-5 thing. Again, 9-to-5 job, nothing wrong with that. If you're alive and thriving and feel free in your heart, nothing wrong with that. It's just that's a typical place to find ourselves in where we're going, man, is this it? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? You know? And once again, it's never going to be about the doing. Never going to be about what we're doing that brings order into our life. Mm-hmm. You could be doing anything and you could be totally free and liberated, you know? But whatever it takes for you to come into that divine order, which is not only a mental and emotional thing, it's not only this spiritual thing that is intangible, it's actual physical order. Like the frequency that you emanate, the vibration of your being, is that in order, which has to do with a lot of how you think, what thoughts are you giving energy and attention to, and how you act, how you behave, how you live. And then are you allowing yourself to be this fluid organism that's constantly growing and evolving? But we've got a lot of distractions, you know? We live in an era. I mean, the food is dirty. The water's fucking dirty. The products are dirty. The visual consumption is fucking dirty and distracting. You know, and I just mean it's toxic, you know, essentially. And it throws your body into disarray. Your physiology and your psychology get thrown into disarray. So therefore, you're walking around with this fried nervous system. Physiology and psychology, they meet at the nervous system. And the nervous system is your electrical system of your body, right? It's connected to all your vital organs, and your heart is an electrical mechanism. It's all electricity and energy. And all of that stuff, it meets at the physiology and the psychology. So how are you thinking? How are you living in your mental and emotional atmosphere? And then how are you living physically? Like, are you moving this thing around? Are you keeping it strong, keeping it clean, keeping it clear, so that you can be in divine order, so that you can receive and have courage to live the life that you were destined to live? And another thing, I mean, destiny is an interesting one, because I think when you use that word destiny, it conjures this idea of a set point, a destination for our lives. For me, when I think of destiny, it's really about God's destiny for you to be the freest expression of your divinity that you can possibly be, and whatever that means for you, being free to be you. And you said something too, Harry, that one of my favorite quotes, another great book, by Bob Proctor, Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. Highly recommend that. Mm. One of his teachers, this guy, Bill Gove, he would say, if I want to be free, I've got to be me. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me I think you think I should be. Not the me I think my wife thinks I should be. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. And that's a task. That's the task, you know? And that's anything, that's actually, it's all I give a fuck about. at this stage in my life and with everything I'm doing. It's like, can I turn people on to the idea, the belief, the knowing that you've got everything you need inside of you? Mm-hmm. You're the answer, dude. Mm. You're the answer to all your issues. You're the answer. And no one outside of you can give you that better than you can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
makes me think about what you were saying about hitting rock bottom.
Mm.
And I had this image in my head of you, you know, you hitting rock bottom and bouncing and like that bounce back. Like people think that they're just going to splat, but you bounce. And I think one of the things that held me back in the past was being like getting in the corporate gig and then being afraid to place bets on my life or like lose the money that I was making. And so it kept me trapped in this narrow bandwidth, limiting my potential to the upside and never being afraid to take any risks to go any lower than where I was currently. And I know when I quit, I was like, I'm willing to go to zero if it means that I figure out what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Mm.
And that for me was the unlock. It was like, just like let go of the control aspect of this.
Yeah, that's powerful, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm willing to go to zero. Powerful thing.
Gotten close.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that sounds really sexy, but it's a lot easier said than done, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's hell.
Actual feeling of getting close to zero, it'll teach you a lot about yourself.
You'll feel like you're choking.
Yeah.
You'll feel like you're suffocating. Like, it's death.
But the funny thing about that is that if you do feel good about yourself and you feel like you are trusting your instincts, I find that whether it's finances, disapproval of parents, loved ones, etc., none of that really does matter.
Yeah.
Like anytime I feel really good, I was thinking about this while you were speaking about that, how it all comes from you. Anytime I've ever felt really good, it's because I'm trusting myself and I'm proud of the person that I am. Mm. And then anytime I actually feel like shit about myself, I don't like the decisions that I'm making. I'm not proud of myself. It's never actually really come from external validation or lack of validation from other people, which I thought was so interesting because I've never thought about that before.
Yeah, it's totally right on, dude. It's all you, man. You know, it's all you. Like that feeling of I did the wrong thing, that's actually you. You know, the feeling that you're not proud of or the action that you're not proud of, the words that you're not proud of. It's like nobody made me do that. You know, that was all me. So that's actually all me. That's my intuitive guide going, we took a wrong turn there. You know what I mean? It's like when you move in the direction of your higher senses, you're always like, it's the validation of, yes, dude, I believe in you. You got this, man. Mm-hmm. Like you fucking are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
It's free. You're free. You know?
And even when things don't go your way in those instances, you can see how those maybe perceptions of something that didn't work out is actually going to be additive to what you're doing in the end. Maybe it was, you know, an opportunity went away because you didn't do the right things. And that's just working on your character or working on how you operate as a person. So
yeah,
that was another reframe for me where it's like, yeah, a lot of people look to different metrics for success, bank account being the easiest one for most people, especially men. But what does your character look like that you're going to be able to ride with for the rest of life? Like these experiences that you're building as you start to take more risk or pursue things that otherwise other people might say, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. You know, you're pursuing something that you feel is you're called to pursue. You're going to learn something there that you can carry with you forever and maybe teach somebody else. So I think there's a lot of things that are unseen that don't show up in the bank account that are then just woven into who you are. And I think that's equally as important.
Yeah. Yeah. On that point, I mean, if you make a decision because it feels like the best decision you could possibly make for yourself and your life, and you find that it's not working out, you learned a lot there. And there's no resentment because you said, you know what? I just trusted in myself and I made this decision. And hey, I learned something in the process of it not working out, actually. You know, it's that thing. There are no failures, just a lot of ways to figure out how it doesn't work, you know? And to your point, you're building character, you're building trust and faith in the man you see in the mirror. If you can sleep at night and you like what you see in the mirror, it's pretty successful, dude. Pretty successful life. Your subconscious will wake you the fuck up in the middle of the night if there's a lot of lingering karmic attachments going on. You know it. You know that feeling. You wake up in the middle of the night and your mind is just racing, or there's some low hum of tension and fear and despair that's in your body that is literally waking you from sleep. You know there's what it is. You know what's going on. You know there's something happening in your life that isn't working for you. And so then you get to go, all right, well, I'm the captain of this ship, so nobody's gonna save me. Nobody's gonna make this right other than me. I've got that power. And that's a really liberating feeling too, because you can go, yep, I created this. I created this thing, and I can change it. I have that power. I have that ability. I'm not a failure. I'm not a, you know, scumbag. I'm a human being who's been making decisions based on what I believe to be in my highest good. And here we are. There's something I need to address. There's something I need to be accountable to. I mean, outside of that, dude, what can we say? You know, if you're proud of what you see in the mirror and you can sleep well at night, you're clean, dude. You know, you're on that path of getting yourself free.
Yeah. What is your internal dialogue like? Do you talk to yourself as if you would talk to like your brother or like a friend like us that was looking to you for advice? Because that's something I think about, is I'm like, I don't think I talk to myself the way that I would talk to you guys if you needed something from me.
You're hard on yourself?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely been there. Took a long time to get to the place where, you know, I come from a family that's like, God damn it, you fucking idiot. How'd you fuck that up? You know? And it's taken a long time to reprogram that inner dialogue. You know, these days, a lot of my inner dialogue looks like taking a deep breath, going, you got this. Thank you God. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so grateful for this new experience to learn. I'm so grateful for this person who's so challenging. What a great teacher they are, you know? Okay, I'm feeling a little heavy today. That's cool. We're going to take it a little slower today, you know, rather than, fuck, I'm heavy. God damn it, I got emails to send. The fuck, that person. I got to deal with that person later today. What am I going to eat today? When are you going to get a workout in, you fat fuck? When are you going to do something with yourself? You know? It's just like this onslaught of things to do and ways in which you're not good enough and all that stuff. And just little by little, man, you start to go, the more aware you become, the more space you cultivate, you start to go, oh, that way of talking to myself there, that criticism wasn't really necessary. That doesn't actually serve me. And I think it's a great exercise to just think about when you're in a tough situation, you find yourself and something went awry or something's gone against the grain of the plan that you had set forth, and you go, how would I, if my little brother came to me or Harry came to me and said, Eb, I'm dealing with this big thing. It feels like it's fucked. How would I talk to Harry about it? You know, and then just give yourself that. And you're already on it, dude, because you're, you know, you're thinking about it. You're aware of it, you know, and that's the first step. It's like becoming aware of the dialogue, becoming aware of the language. We just, in my mentor group, we just had a big talk last night about words, power of words. Like, what words do you use when you're in dialogue with yourself? Like you said, what's your inner dialogue like?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of criticism? Is there a lot of beating up? We can't, dude, that's the world we live in. And in sports, I mean, come on, dude.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Like, how'd you fuck that up? You struck out again? You didn't block that guy? Look at your footwork. It's shit. You know, that's the world that we come from. It takes a lot, dude. How old are you guys?
30.
30?
29.
29, 30? Yeah, it's about time. It's about time. That's when it starts to happen, dude. You know, start to 30 was transformational. 35 was, I would say 35 is when manhood really set in. And because this is the decade, your 30s, 20s are hard as fuck, dude. 20s are a difficult time. You get humbled in your 20s. You think that you've got it figured out. You don't know shit, you know. It's a hard time, your 20s. Coming to terms with yourself, reconciling who you are, how you are, where all of that comes from. And your 30s are where you really get to decide who you are. You get to see who you are as a human being. And you start making the decisions that are going to set you up for the rest of your life. You know, how are you showing up in your relationships? How are you showing up as a man? How are you showing up in what you're doing with your time in your life? How are you showing up? How are you living? This is where the tone gets really set, because you've been a kid. You've been a kid for 30 years, which is an interesting thing today. I think it's very specific to today. One of my longtime clients, Mark, shout out to Mark, comes from England. Worked on Wall Street, hedge fund guy, worked his ass off, came out of the slums of London. He's 55. He's like, dude, when I was growing up, you were 18, you were a fucking full-grown man. It's like, I see these guys walking around, they're 30 years old, and they're still kids. Mm-hmm. It's just an interesting time. And it's, I think it's not necessarily a criticism, because I think in the social media, motivational, you know, masculine driven David Goggins, like that type of thing, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're 30 and you're still fucking trying to figure out who you are. Well, we're in a whole new phase of humanity here, dude. You know, TikTok, social media, you've got time to think. You've got some space. You've got some awareness that's coming through the media forms that give you a new perspective on how to be and how to live. Like, maybe there's something else out there other than what I came up in, you know? And I think that 30 is really a time where you can set the tone for what the rest of your life is going to look like. And you reconcile a lot of that, those inner impingements, the negative self-talk. Great book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. It's really all about self-talk, positive affirmations, prayer. Like, did you start the whole pod with the prayer and breath work being major components of your well-being?
I think we were both in this phase of like clean foods, meditation, not as much prayer, because we got rebaptized last year. But
How'd that go?
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah?
It was incredible.
Love that, dude.
Yeah, really good church in town, and it's taught us a lot. I've seen Harry change a ton as a man, and, you know, hopefully vice versa. But
I love that.
Yeah,
too.
Man. I don't think it was a coincidence that the podcast started when we both felt like the healthiest, freest versions of ourselves up until that point in our 28 years or however old we were when we started it. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah. I love that. What do you guys want to do with this pod? What's your mission with this?
We've talked about it a good amount. I think the message is centered around food, but it's much bigger than that. There's definitely a spiritual component to what we're talking about, which is, we see so many people, like 88% of people are metabolically unhealthy. And I think that cages a lot of people up. So I think the show is really an identification of like who we are and the experience that we've had working the corporate jobs, not being in our best health, and then reversing a lot of that and what we found through that process in getting reconnected with God and understanding who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. So I think it starts off as this, you know, health and wellness podcast, but it's much more of, you know, lifestyle and really getting people to start thinking for themselves, taking ownership of all the different areas of their life.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I think it all starts with food. It starts with the body.
Definitely.
Another thing that has occurred to me multiple times and was reinforced once again at the conference this past weekend is starts with the food, starts with the body. You get this body aligned and organized in order. And inevitably, the next step is your connection with nature, your connection with the planet, your connection with other human beings, you know? And when, to your point, when someone is metabolically unhealthy, obese, I mean, 70%+ of Americans are obese.
Yeah, 70%+.
That's the fucking real, that's a real stat. You think that's made up? 70%+ of Americans are obese. How could you possibly have any sort of connection to God, the planet, if you're not even connected to the stuff you're putting into your body or your relationship with your body, your temple? We're never getting out of this, dude. You know, you're trapped in behind these eyes from the time you come out of your mother's womb until your deathbed. There's no going anywhere else. You could put the Apple Vision on. You can go into the virtual reality, but there's no escaping it. So how are you treating this thing? How are you being in this thing? And I think it's all connected, you know? The spiritual is really the encapsulation of the physical, the mental, and the emotional all coming together. And that's the spiritual experience happening that we're all involved in constantly. And I think 100%, dude, food to me is the fundamental piece of it, where it starts.
Definitely.
Your relationship with food, your relationship with your body. You know, and then the natural trajectory is going towards connection with the planet. What's your connection with the planet like? Because that's just where it goes. It's like, okay, where's the sourcing happening? You know, how are we treating the planet? How are we being the stewards of the Garden of Eden that we were born to be? Or are we just fucking mindlessly pillaging through our years on it, you know? I love that, dude. I think you guys are doing a great job. You're covering a lot of ground with it, you know?
Well, it's amazing to just have these types of conversations too, where, you know, we've had people on who are ranchers, we've had doctors on, we've had athletes on, but there's a connection here that I think we're trying to make and still figuring out how to do it in the best way possible. But, you know, everyone has a story and a connection to food.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we're all experiencing this change happening in our food system. So how can we connect with people who have different stories and like yours? It's like, you know, being able to like find yourself even after like a very decorated football career and do your thing afterwards. Now you're walking with your purpose. And it's like, that's a story that started with you starting to tune in and treat your body right. I think there's so much power in that. So just like being able to have people like you on the show is amazing. So love it's just been a gift. The show has been the best thing that we've done.
Yeah. It's awesome, dudes.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I encourage you to keep it rolling. Keep following the instincts, you know? Yeah,
totally.
Definitely, man. No, it's a special episode. And like we were saying out in Wimberley, we were talking openly about this, how I remember like 2019 living in New York, listening to you on Hotboxing and not necessarily knowing who you were, but really just interested about the way that you would just try and go deeper in conversations and never felt like you were trying to talk about yourself. I just felt like you were trying to be really supportive to Mike and the guest and just create the best possible experience you could. And I think that's the coolest thing for Harry and I is the whole 2 years has been this wave of like connecting with people that you look up to from afar and then becoming friends and colleagues with them. It's almost like, you know, like God, it's kind of almost felt like God has given us these tools to like, to just shape your reality out of nothing, out of this like crazy vision that no one else really believed in. That's probably the coolest thing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, it's one of the gifts, you know, it's one of the gifts of the technology and following your purpose, and where the two meet is creating this whole new community of the soul tribe of people who see this bigger picture, you know? It's like, yes, it's about getting the individual free and well, which leads to an inspired person who's being of service to the world, which leads to inevitably a healthier planet, a healthier ecosystem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just moved right into the heart of the, in Austin. I mean, it's like, it's interesting. It's a total vortex of these types of people, you know? Mm-hmm. People Definitely. Who are turned on in a certain way.
Yeah, it's like what you were saying about, you were almost saying the 70% in a way that was like disbelief. And I always think about that too. I'm like, are 7 out of 10 Americans really overweight or obese? And then I'm like, oh, dude, you're in a bubble. And then I think back to when I'm in the Austin airport, you know, or outside of this pocket. And dude, count every 10 people, man. 7 out of 10 people. It's what we're doing is not normal, but I think there's a world where we can make a lot of this stuff that we're talking about, this regenerative mindset, normalized.
So
it's possible,
crazy,
dude.
So crazy. I know, I've heard that before. I was sort of startled once again. Just
it's a crazy stat.
Just thinking about that number.
What excites you about the future?
I see a lot of hope, man. See a lot of people, a lot of young people who are really turned on and doing incredible things and preaching the gospel, as it were, the good word of health and well-being and vitality, and giving a lot of really important and good and helpful information. I think that social media inherently can cause us to get into the branding of things and the clickbait of things, and you know, it becomes like fear-oriented and or critical. It's like, if you're not doing this, you're fucked up, you know, and it's just like, that's not, that part of it's not helpful. But overall, I see a lot of really inspired people. I think there's people who are really inspired and doing important work in the world, you know? And everybody that I hang out with, everybody that I spend time with, I mean, this is the most free and available I've ever felt in my entire life, the most present I've ever been in my entire life, and surrounded by love and surrounded by support and encouragement, and feels like the future is very bright, you know, and I think as scary as the technology can be with the younger generations, they seem to go, you know, like watching my daughter and how she interacts with technology and how the younger generations interact with technology. I think they really, they have a better understanding of it as a tool than perhaps we do. And there's an ascension happening in those generations, a quickening of their ascension, of their conscious liberation, I think, that hasn't been available to generations of the past. And because of our own, you know, like, I'm a millennial. You guys millennials still?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Technically. Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah.
We're a fucking bridge. We've been a big-time bridge, totally. You know, the millennials. And I think that there's a lot of weird stuff too, don't get me wrong, that I think will sort itself out, because there's no denying the truth in the various forms that it reveals itself in. You know, it's like that thing, time will tell. time will show us always what's sustainable and what's not. And the things that are being forced are not sustainable, because anything that's being forced, it inherently creates resistance against itself. Mm-hmm. But things that are true powers of the universe, true powers of the human experience, they just flow. There's no resistance. They're sustainable sources of energy. You know, it was like the stuff with COVID, masks and vaccines and vaccine cards. It was all being forced. And what did it do? All it did was create this immense amount of resistance. And whatever you believed about it, it created an immense amount of resistance, because it was forcing people to do things that went against the grain of the freedom of their spirit, their innate desire for freedom. And what happened? It all fell apart. You know, in Los Angeles, which is like the liberal Mecca, you know, we had mandates of masks, we had mandates of vaccines. You had to have a vaccine card to go into a restaurant. I thought for sure, I was like, I'm going to be a vigilante. There's going to be concentration camps set up. This is Los Angeles. Like, and then one day it all just ended. It all just went away, because there was so much resistance to it, even there, you know? So when you think about where we're at, the time that we're at with the technology, with the internet, nothing can escape the collective consciousness of the internet. Nothing can hide. Epstein's list, you want it? You get that. You get your hands on that. Mm-hmm. You'll find that, you know? Nothing can linger in the dark. It's all coming into the light, more and more so. It's inevitable. It's just an inevitability of the physics of the reality that we live in. And so I feel really excited about it, dude. You know, it's like, just keep living, man. Keep getting healthier and stronger and freer and more available. All you got to do is keep listening. Keep listening, you know? And that voice will take you exactly where you're meant to be. Keep it simple, dude. My life is really about simplifying, you know, living out in the country, space, quiet, peace. That makes me more available to my purpose. Just keep listening to that. Stay healthy, stay strong. Cultivate deep well-being in yourself. Just cultivate it every day. Make it your ritual, dude. Take good care of your body. Take good care of your mind. Do practices that clear and quiet your mind. Get out of the stories that you're telling yourself about what's possible, what's real, what's not, what's right, what's wrong. Get out of the stories, get into what is, and you do that by clearing your mind, quieting your mind. And the rest will take care of itself, dude. You know, you don't have to have any of the answers. You know, anything you're coming into contact with, anything that's coming up, any opportunity, anything that you feel overwhelmed by, you don't have to have the answer. Take time, get clear, get present, come into what is. Right before the meeting, right before the big thing, right before you get on stage, right before you go to the family dinner, take time, get quiet, get clear. You'll know exactly what to do. You'll just do it. You'll effortlessly just do it. People will be like, holy shit, Brett and Harry were on fire. You know? Brett and Harry are just like magnetizing. You're like, really? I didn't even do anything. I was just here. You know?
Yeah. Keep listening.
Keep listening, dude. That's it. That's the task, you know?
Yeah, there's something powerful about just like slowing it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. And you guys probably like to, you know, still have a lot of fun. It's good, man.
You got to.
Yeah, you got to have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, dude. Enjoy it. For me, the fun is like, being out on the land and getting my hands in the garden. Came upon a little baby tarantula the other day in the garden.
How was that?
Dang. That was
scared the shit out of me.
That was interesting.
I didn't realize they had tarantulas here. And like the first week we were down here, one was in my car. And
really?
I was like, I might have to get out of here.
Holy shit, dude. I was actually really surprised at my reaction. I was like, oh, look at this little guy. You know? It felt like, oh, Eb, you've come a long way. You really have. I didn't take the shovel to it frantically, you know, which felt good. But, you know, man, taking good care of myself, getting a good workout in, going for a long walk, getting out in the sunshine, eating a great meal, being with people I love.
What else do you
need? Spreading the good word on Instagram. The fuck else am I going to do, man?
A lot of pine pollen.
Yeah. Have a Noble Origins protein shake loaded with pine pollen.
A little raw milked.
Let's go, dude. Keep the hormones peaked.
Yeah. Got to keep them in check.
Exactly, man. Yeah, dude. I think we're, it's exciting times. Good things. You know? I agree. So whatever you get scared about, dude, because there's so many things to be terrified of right now. Mm-hmm. Making us eat bugs and World Economic Forum and God knows what the government's going to do. Dude, get yourself free, man.
Touch some grass.
You're untouchable, bro. Yeah. You are untouchable when you get yourself free. Woo! Really. You're untouchable. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you just focus on keeping it simple and just controlling your own sphere of influence, nothing can faze you.
Dude.
Like, just problems just bounce off you.
Yeah, man. Shit's going to happen, dude. World's crazy. Life is wild, man. It would be like that if we were living out in the woods.
100%.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Some fucking mountain lion, a bear would come along one day and you're like, fuck. You know? What do I do? But, you know, you get through it. You know, you get through it.
Yeah.
But you got to be prepared. And preparing yourself is about getting free.
Mm.
Get really healthy, dude. That's the ultimate resistance. That's the ultimate revolution right now. Get healthy, which I think is the foundation of your guys, everything you guys do.
Absolutely.
It's like, be the fucking healthiest, strongest you can be. The rest will take care of itself, you know?
Yeah.
Love it.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
You're an inspiration.
It's been epic.
You guys, so much fun.
You guys are the best, man. You guys inspire me big time. Love doing work with you. You know, it's going to be more healing flows. Hopefully we keep the Noble Origins partnership rolling.
It's going to be flowing with lots of raw milk, too.
Fuck, dude. It's good times.
No one just dishing out the raw milk.
Yeah.
You know? So, appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Eb.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude.
Thank you, brother.